And here's what Jesus says. So people in the New Age movement, I've been in conversations with them, and they don't know who the Holy Spirit is.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 70 functions of the Spirit given in Scripture.
Yeah.
About what he does in a believer's life. And they aren't aware that he even exists, mm-hmm. let alone that he has these functions. So basically, Jesus says this. Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him.
Mm-hmm.
But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all that I have said to you."
Yep.
So the Father is sending a he, a who,
yeah.
the Holy Spirit.
It's not a what or an it.
Yep, and he's sending them to believe. He's sending the Spirit mm-hmm. to believers. Jesus says in John 16, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away." So Jesus is telling his disciples, it's better for you if I leave.
Like, isn't that crazy to think about?
Yeah, you guys think it's awesome walking with the Son of God, the second yeah. person of the Trinity in flesh.
And he was Jesus, fully God, fully man. You know, you have that walking around with you. You can talk to him anytime you want, ask him anything. What he's saying here is, it's better that I leave so the Holy Spirit can come, and that's better somehow. It like boggles the mind.
Right, it does. But the difference is because there's a difference between following the Son of God
mm-hmm.
In your flesh.
Yeah, while you're seeing him and...
Yeah,
yep.
I mean, all you can do is interact with him on a flesh-to-flesh level because right. you're still spiritually dead.
Yeah.
You were technically... The disciples were technically justified before mm-hmm. God by their faith, even as Abraham was.
Yeah.
But they weren't born again.
Right.
They were not spiritually regenerated.
Right.
They were still, without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus says here, "It's to your advantage I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. Whoever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you."
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, who bears the full nature, character, and being of God.
Right.
But it's not an impersonal force.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit is not a what. The Holy Spirit is a who.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says, you know, the Holy Spirit has a will.
Mm-hmm.
He appoints the church, the spiritual gifts, as he wills.
That's right.
He has a mind, right? He has emotions. He can be grieved. He can mm-hmm. be disturbed. He verbally speaks to people. Jesus calls him a he over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Age movement, you know... New Age teachers capitalize on this idea that Christian spirituality is some kind of, it's just about
rules and regulations and keeping people, yeah.
Behavior modification
right.
in the name of Christ.
Yeah.
And when I experienced the Holy Spirit for the first time, I'm laying in bed
mm-hmm.
and I feel the Holy Spirit in me bearing witness to Christ so powerfully. And, I'm literally thinking there, and I'm still living in my house at this time, my 4,000 square foot house that mm-hmm. I was living in with my New Age money. And I'm thinking to myself, people need to know this.
Mm-hmm.
People need to know what I'm experiencing right now. Because yep. I've meditated, I've used mushrooms, I've had I've been out of my body, I've had crazy spiritual experiences. But there's a person living in me where there was once nothing.
Yep.
And I feel him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's confirming to me Jesus is the Son of God and that the Bible's true. And he's leading me into righteousness. He's convicting me of sin. He's giving me power
mm-hmm.
over sin. And it's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just laying here and I feel him with me and
yeah.
upon me. And it's like, people need to know that the what God has in store for them in the person of Christ. Jesus paid a price not just to justify you before God and spare you from the penalty of your sins. He definitely did that. That's mm-hmm. the primary function. But he also died to bring heaven into you,
yeah.
to get heaven into you through the person of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Paul says, I was given the ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And reconciliation is you and your spirit being restored back to the Creator, back mm-hmm. to your Maker, through the bridge, the atonement of Christ, by the means of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So people need to be aware that Christianity offers a supernatural relationship. It's simply not true. This New Age idea, this cultural idea that, you know, the church, that Christianity cannot satisfy the supernatural spiritual needs of you
mm-hmm.
Is simply a lie. And it has no basis in anything that Scripture says, that Jesus says about the Spirit.
Yeah.
I would encourage people to study more about the Holy Spirit.
Definitely. And I had a similar experience to that, too, which is really funny because I thought the exact same words. People need to know this. Because after you know, all the demons were gone and all the portals were closed, and I just felt the peace in that house after that, a peace that I had never felt before. And it wasn't just, it's hard to explain because it's not just a feeling, you know? It's not just like when you hear a song and you feel like peace. It wasn't that. It was, there is literally peace here where there wasn't before in this house. And I never felt anything like that before.
I felt that same thing. I was woken up in the middle of the night by the Lord, I believe, when I was still living in my old house, and I was just saved, and I woke up just to have peace in the room.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? What is this?
It's like so real and tangible, and it's not just a feeling inside you, but it's like it permeates your environment. Like it's impossible to really explain with words, I think, but there have been times since then that I felt that too. Like it doesn't, I think always a piece of it is there, but you know, sometimes it's more extreme than others.
That's right.
And you know, it's just like when you're in a relationship with a person, sometimes you're going to have, you know, more personal time and sometimes not, but anyway.
But what we were feeling is the presence of a person.
Yes. Yeah, so that's exactly right.
When Christians become filled with the presence, with the spirit of a person to be in relationship with another person.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a supernatural interaction relationship by definition. That's what Christianity is.
And it's so real and powerful. It literally changes lives. So that changed my life because finally I had the answer to what God created me for. And it was for doing the stuff I'm doing now. It was to get this word out. People need to know this. I remember thinking that. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really interested too much in writing before that. I mean, I always kind of had it in the back of my mind that I would end up writing, but I really try to run away from that for years. And I even tried, you know, I was trying to do music and I was trying to do all this other stuff. I just didn't want to write books because it reminded me of writing essays in school and it just seemed boring. But once I felt that peace and I knew, okay, people really need to know this, I need to learn how to write and do DVDs. And, you know, I need to learn how to get this stuff out there because I know for a fact that the church I was brought up in, which was like my whole experience with the Christian world, didn't know this. Had never felt this peace, had never talked about it, had never talked about anything about a personal relationship with Jesus beyond you have to pray before every meal and before you go to bed. That was like basically it, like you have to. And that's not the same as having an actual real dynamic relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit, you know, of the creator of the universe. So that's right. It changed my entire life. It got me to do what I'm doing now, why I'm here at Skywatch, and why I'll continue on as long as God allows me.
So the first reason the New Age movement is so prevalent in our culture is because they're supernatural creatures. People are supernatural creatures, and they don't think the church can offer answers to them when it can. Yep. Jesus can. The Holy Spirit can. The Bible can. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a major reason people are misled. They think, you know, you got dry religious rule-keeping on one hand, naturalistic Darwinism on the other. By default, New Age spirituality must be the way, not realizing that Christianity, New Age spirituality is meant to be a kind of a knockoff and an imitation of what God wants to provide his children in Christ.
That's right.
I mean, if you look at the Bible, there's the supernatural experiences are happening left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that it's just about moral code. Scripture is just history and just moral code. It is history and moral code, but it's also instructions on how to be in relationship with the Father through Christ.
Yeah.
And when you're in relationship with a person, you're going to have interactions with that person.
Yeah.
Another big reason, it seems, is that that people are being so deceived into following the New Age movement is that it promises these supernatural experiences to its practitioners that we all crave and we all need.
Mm-hmm.
It promises a supernatural reality without moral accountability.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically like the idea of a free lunch. You know, they say there's no such thing as a free lunch. So New Age will promise that you can have any kind of spiritual experience you want without any sort of cost.
That's
like, there's no cost. Everything about it is just fun and it's good and like that's it. And then you're not personally responsible for anything. And that's very, very weak. You know, it's really weak. With Christianity, you do get way more real It's funny. I never, before feeling the Holy Spirit for myself, I never had anything to compare New Age experiences with. And I've had them all. You know, I've done remote viewing and astral projection and all that stuff. I do believe those experiences are real. They're just not good. But and they're fake and shallow. But I didn't realize it at the time, because where I had known no spirituality, you know, you get a little taste of something, and then all of a sudden that opens up a new world. But then when you get the real thing, oh man. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the equivalent of being raised on donuts your whole life, and then you finally get to taste a steak or something, you know, something that's real and actually is providing you with nutrition.
It was like me when I was a vegan for like a year and a half.
I did that too.
And stayed off land animals for 5 years.
Wow.
And then about 6 months ago, I had, for the first time ever, I was like, my body needs something real.
Yeah.
And I had a T-bone steak of a wild hunted deer.
Oh, that sounds so good.
A local wild hunted deer T-bone steak. And my cells were singing.
Yeah.
I was like rejoicing inside. I was like, I feel like there's this film lifted off me. I feel born again.
You know? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Yeah. But in Christ, you have that. It's a born again experience. Yeah. You know, you're raised from spiritual death. Ephesians 2, you know, talks about you were dead in trespasses and sins. Mm-hmm. To raise the spiritual life, you've been risen with Christ into a new creature.
That's right.
And so there is this tangible knowingness and sensation that, yes, I'm in the truth. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the living God of the universe. But